Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hey everybody, and welcome to DWN Productions THC Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at wherever the fuck you're listening to this. I don't know. I can't see in the chat, but to tell you the truth, I barely even look at the fucking chat. You're either listening to boygob.com, hopefully, but now that there's video that you can watch live at the podcast Facebook page and the YouTube page. Just search boy. No, that won't work on the fucking Facebook. I don't know. Find it your fucking self. Joe, how was your week?
Hey, Tom. Wait, how was my week? It was fucking busy. It was really busy. I was in the shop a lot. And then made the trip out to the airport on Thursday in preparation for Texas Frightmare Weekend. And caught up with some friends, did some drinking, stayed up a little late, then got up early and set up for the show. Yeah, I got my setup going, and then Tom rolls in maybe about 4:30, as he is wont to do at every show, you know, show up right before it's going to show up, and, you know. But hey, Texas.
I think it was a little afternoon, but yeah, that was all right.
You were there pretty early. Came with the new koozies. Here's this DWM Productions one. And then hold on, let me switch it real quick.
It's already up there, you fuck.
On the other koozie.
Look at the screen, you stupid bitch. It's up there. Got
these new koozies in too. So, yeah. And then hold on, let me switch it back.
You going to put your purse on?
Promote Tom's stuff here.
Oh, I thought you were going to put your purse on, but we'll get to that next week.
We watched Race War, the movie. This mouth here starts opening. Well, that's some old school shit. All you
Race War, the movie. I like it.
All you new fans of Tom know shit about Race War.
The movie.
The short film.
They was in a bathtub and shit. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do. That's when I was, hey, this is pretty good.
So, yeah, Frightmare has come and gone. Everything always goes by fast. And that was, I don't know. You could definitely tell there was less people there, but that was because they're following the rules and all that shit and cut the tickets in half and all that.
It was a bit different. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you could tell Friday, especially, that there was less people. And I guess that's a good thing, you know, for this situation that the world is in, you know. Mm. And Lay, you quit blasting your phone. At least I'll record a podcast. Professional shit we got going. Got like, wait, let me check how many.
Do you even have anyone on?
I'm trying to check to see how many people are in the comments.
We got the four horsemen.
We got it all packed out, man. So this is great. But the people that were there, they were ready to spend money, at least on t-shirts. I don't know about anything else. Like, you know, you would think masks would be a big seller, but I don't know.
All things considered, I mean, I didn't really get rid of a whole lot, but to be fair, I really didn't have time to make a whole lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was that. I definitely had shit going on. So
yeah, you didn't have a lot of your horror mainstay stuff that tends to fly, you know.
Yeah.
That fucking Tom Savini comes and buys, like, right before the show even opens.
He came by a few times, just like, ha ha, that Bronson. Oh, is that Michael Jackson?
Do you still get nervous when your principal walks up, you know, even after all these years?
No. I'm just, half the time I don't even bother, and the other time I'm just like, hey, man, he's like, I'm saying, he doesn't know who the fuck I am, and he's bought shit from me.
Yeah, like several times.
I mean, I don't fucking know, dude. It is what it is, man.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, like, I didn't sell a whole lot of metal this year either, so it seems like maybe higher priced items weren't what was moving,
which is understandable.
Yeah,
you know, fucking shit's been fucked up for people.
Yeah, a lot of
people. I'm not bitching or anything. Like, I don't get any money. I had a fun time.
A lot of people, have been out of work for a long time or whatever, and some people just wanted to go to the show and enjoy the show, and. I thought Saturday there was more people than I was expecting, really. I mean, they had a really good crowd Saturday and even Sunday. When Sunday opened up, I got swarmed with people and I wasn't prepared for it because I was up drinking till maybe about 5 in the morning, you know, and everybody else didn't make it to the table, but I got to, you know, it's my favorite table. So I'm alone and just fucking, you know, wait, you want what size? And they want to talk to me. And I'm just like all fucking cloudy headed and not feeling my best. That's for sure. But, we always drink a lot and stay up late at Frightmare. But I think we like really passed that bar, you know, past the mark that we've done in years past.
Yeah, I think Friday was that day. So what happened Friday, Joe?
Friday, I guess by the time I came down, Tom was already hammered. I mean, he was gone pretty big. And then, Tom has got his fans that, hey, want to offer him drinks and stuff like that. I was still sober enough not to take any liquor, alcohol, or other substances that were being offered to me. But Tom, you know, he's a friendlier guy than I am. Just sure, I'll take it. You know, you got to see.
They were saying like these were, oh man, this is some really good bourbon.
Expensive you bourbon.
Gotta, yeah. And fucking, no. And fucking, they were like all pouring it in shot glasses and shit and using the same shot. I was like, oh, it's coronavirus. I can't do that. Fuck. And all right, pour it in my beer. And they were like, what? Because yeah, I guess it's that kind of shit where you just have to taste it. You know, that's what it is. I was like, oh, yeah, all right, pour it in my fucking beer, man. We're cool. So I did that, and I'm sure I just slammed a motherfucker.
We're sitting or standing by some plate glass windows.
I could have died.
Tom makes a vast hand gesture, and I guess the momentum of his arm was just too much for him.
I spun around like a ballerina.
Fell on that window. Luckily, you know, half of you was on that brick wall, the other half on the window, because, yeah, you could have gone through that shit, and that would have been fucking amazing. That would have been like the ultimate fucking Frightmare story.
They were not allowed drinking there anymore.
The guy that was doing the fucking Eddie Murphy impression. Yeah, I remember him.
Oh, shit. And then I got the hiccups.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we got you to your room that evening, Lisa and I.
Something happened before that, though.
Yeah, there was a guy that was passed out on a bench.
Some people call him hobo.
A hobo, maybe. I don't know. And he got up and he was angry at just a random dude.
Yeah, I think you.
No, he wasn't angry at me. He was angry at this other guy. He was just talking shit to him, and the other guy's just not saying anything. You know, just not doing anything. All I did was go and tell the guy, hey, man, shut the fuck up, or let's fight. Either way. And then security came. Lisa had the other guy that was getting yelled at asked Lisa to go get security. And she did. And they came up and like pulled him away. But that's the extent of that.
I was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
And you walked up there and I was just, ah, fuck. I was like, Lisa, well, I got to get up. She's like, yeah. Well, I
mean, the guy was hammered, and it's like he signaled some, or like just wanted to bully somebody that wasn't going to do anything. You know, somebody he knew was probably not going to stand up and fight him, which is good that Austin didn't do anything, because nobody wants a fight to fucking break out there. You know, it's just, it wouldn't be good for anybody. It's not good for the convention.
It's not good for people.
Right. Now, the same thing happened the next night to the same guy. So I don't know if he was just looking at people wrong, blowing them kisses, and then, you know, getting these people angry or what. But again, it happened to the same. And it was about the same size of guy as the night before that was doing it. But I don't remember what happened with this guy. What happened with the second guy?
I didn't even hear about that one.
Yeah, same guy yelling at Austin again.
Yeah, so I didn't hear about that.
I mean, not the same guy, a different guy that was yelling at Austin from the same area too, standing in the same fucking position. It was weird.
I don't know. I was drunk on Saturday.
But there was definitely more people out there, so I think it's just enough people told him to fuck off, you know, to walk away, and he did, I think. I don't know. I was getting kind of blitzed by that point. You weren't drinking really that evening.
Yeah, I had a lot the night before because even earlier in the night, like, I almost got into a fight. And then the guy was just, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry, man. I'm just fucked up. You know, the $20 guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there was some people there that I thought about hitting myself. But luckily, again, it didn't come to that. And I didn't want it to. I mean, I don't know.
But he did get hit because he was, all right, let's go. Come on, let's go have a shot. I'm sorry. We'll make amends. So, our friends at the Horrorholics, I won't single them out, as part of their crew, and we all went up, or not we all, but I mean the Horrorholics and myself went up to their room wearing no masks in a very tight, confined place. And we proceeded to have whiskey shots, and that gentleman was going off on his old drunken bullshit, and one of them just had enough. Like, I was sitting across from the guy trying to talk to him, like, yeah, man, we're cool and everything. The guy was just rah, rah, rah. So the other one came and said, oh, damn it, I'm sick of this fucking shit. Have a little respect. And just smacked the living fuck out of him. He just was, after he got hit, I didn't deserve that. And I was like, all right, guys, that's it for me. I'm going to go head downstairs. And that's when I came and found you guys.
All right. So you had a little adventure time before then, before you almost went through the window.
Yeah, it was a night.
For the most part, people were complying with the masks thing, you know?
Yeah, I was actually surprised how many people were actually fucking wearing masks for real. Like, I was fucking shocked. That just shows that people have a lot of fucking courtesy and respect for the convention, I guess. Is that how you'd say it?
I've seen a few people online, you know, bitching, like, oh, look, the convention wasn't enforcing it or whatever. There was a few people walking.
Hey, yeah, what can you do?
Most of the people there are volunteers, you know. They've got their only connection to the show is those 3 days. And they're not paid, you know. They're fucking volunteers. They're not going to fucking get into fisticuffs with some dude or some lady for not wearing a mask. You
know? They had the exit and entrance doors, and I was already pretty drunk at fucking the first night when it was going on, and I had to piss. And there was this, I don't know, teenager, maybe early 20s, probably a teenager, though. I'm not trying to make fun or talk shit of people, but it was like a meek little dude in a fucking, like, sweater. I don't know how to... It's like an old grandpa sweater where it has the buttons, but it wasn't buttoned. And then I just fucking came in the exit. He was like, hey, this is you can only exit here. I'm just like, oh, shit, my bad. All right, I'll know next time, but I'm already in here. But this is the exit. I'm just like, dude, I'm not going back out where I'm already in here. I'm not going to do it again. And then I just fucking took off. Sorry, dog.
Another thing, the hotel was doing contactless only. So you couldn't use cash at all in the hotel. But we were there Friday evening. We had a last drink with our friends from Severn, you know, which was great to see them. Always great to see Dave and Liz, and Jim comes down with them.
Talk about them next week. Shout out to Dave for that stack. I'll pimp your shit, baby boy. appreciate you, dog.
After everybody was out of there, they started taking cash again. They opened up that fucking restaurant that was closed.
Oh, shit. That's fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Got them.
Yeah.
Fucking pricks. And then they shut down the grab and go store. It was back to a post office or whatever the fuck it was before.
But, you know, and we've said this last year or fucking 2 years ago now and the year before, Lloyd and Sue did fucking great. And I know how hard it was for them to get this show going this year, especially, you know, they had so many fucking setbacks, you know, I'm sure it was just nothing but a big sleepless headache for especially the past month. But you guys, you did fucking great. This show, it's still, and I've been to a lot of them, this is still the best show going. This is
the best thing going today. Woo!
Yeah. I can't say enough good things about this show, man. If you are out there and have never gone, well, sucks to be you. But try to make it. Try to make it someday.
Yeah, for sure. Mad props to them for fucking putting it on and always fucking doing shit right and putting on a good show, for sure. And not only that, they're good people. So
yeah, they are. It's real good. Their staff was doing what they could, and they were very, very short-staffed on volunteers this year too. So even that, I'm sure there was hiccups that they noticed during the course of the con and then had to fix then and there. But shit, you did it. You did it at a time when hardly anybody else is doing it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what to say, but you can only say you did a great job and thank you for having us there and for the opportunity so many times in so many different ways.
Yeah. Now, this is probably the first year that I didn't go get any autographs from anybody. I planned to go get Harvey Guillen for my daughter.
Excuse me?
I didn't know he wasn't going to be there on Sunday. I thought he was there all weekend when I went there. Sunday. Harvey Guillen? Isn't that his last name?
Who the fuck is that?
That's What We Do in the Shadows.
I don't fucking know who that
is. Guillermo de la Cruz.
Bless you.
Yeah, so... But yeah, he cut out early, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really look at the guest list, man, to be honest with you.
Neither do I really anymore. I'm not an autograph guy, really. That's, you know, if that's your thing, cool. It just, it stopped being a thing for me. We do a lot of these shows, you know, we see a lot of these people all over the place, and some of the bigger, I guess, celebrities, I've got no interest in them, or I already have their autograph, you know, from years back.
Yeah, I would say you just kind of get jaded and acclimated to the whole thing where it just, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I just fucking, everyone's a fucking person, and it's just, right. I don't know what to fucking say. It's so, just not our, I can't speak for you, but not my thing, but you just said it. So,
the thing that I enjoy most now is seeing the people that we don't see regularly, that the only time we can see them is when we go to a particular show, you know, the friends we've made along the way doing it, then just catching up, having some drinks, having some laughs, and having a good time. And to me, that's the funnest part out of all this stuff.
And that's real shit. I mean, like talking about Lloyd and Sue before, but I mean, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have fucking met like that, and fucking all the other people we met and shit, this shit wouldn't be going down. So,
right. We're doing a fucking podcast now. I met my wife there. You know, it's fucking great. You know, the people that have become, you know, part of, you know, true friends and shit, you know, those, cause like a lot of people, of course, this year was real difficult, you know, cause people would walk up to you like waiting for you to say hi, but half of their face is hidden, you know, from the
man. I was surprised I recognized more people than I did. I didn't recognize everybody, but I definitely recognized more people than I thought. Like when Jim came up to me at first, I was just like, oh shit, dog. Like I fucking, it was weird. Like I knew fucking more people than I thought I would. It was crazy.
Yeah. Max, I'm glad you made it, because that first word was you weren't gonna show up, even though you were just there 2 days. So I was glad to see you.
Yeah, and he fucking said that was his first time fucking driving that far, and he did it there and back. So good for him, for sure. Yeah. That's crazy. Like, it sounds like a fucking creepy ass fucking thing to say, but a fucking, like, it's not like he's my best buddy and we talk all the time, but I've seen his fucking kids grow up just from being at the convention. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, they're a mainstay of the show too, you know.
For
you
sure.
Don't have the show without them running around and, you know, just like all of a sudden, oh shit, who's under the table here? It's like
100%.
Yeah.
Just 1 year, then he just showed up with a baby. He was like, oh fuck, all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've only started talking to him in the last couple years, but it's not like, you know, you're not sitting there and seeing the same motherfuckers every year.
Yeah.
I just don't like going up and talking to a lot of people because I feel like a fucking autistic and no one likes me. So
we'll get
I'm
to
just
that.
Like, fuck it. Yeah.
We got a list. So
I think I've been better with it in the last few years. So
yeah.
So I definitely just used to.
So that was the show, and it's only what, 6 months until we're there again or something? 8 months this time? I don't know.
I think it's the weekend that bridges April and May.
Okay. I don't want to do math. I don't know how many months that is, but it's
generally speaking, it's the first weekend of May, and I think this one's like a crossover weekend. I think.
Yeah, so a shorter time for sure. I also picked up a lot of movies, but I couldn't for the life of you tell you what I got. You know, I got shit from David, got shit from Vinegar Syndrome, and shit from The Full Moon Table.
Yeah, I forgot the fucking dude's name, but we talked for a minute. We were fucking both totally liquored up Friday. We were talking, just like, yeah, man, I had to go in early and fucking go to sleep. So I couldn't even go in because I was drunk. But dude with the fucking mustache and the two different color hair.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that guy. That was the first time I'd met him before. I don't think he'd been to the Frightmare
show. Did you say his name? Because I think it bleeped out.
I don't remember his name.
Okay. Well, that Brandon, fucking guy.
Yeah.
You're Brandon, all right.
The guy that's there every year. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was cool. Fucking, I thought Joanna Man was fucking with me, and I was like, oh shit, he fucking got me. That's funny, but like, I was wearing my mask, it's one of the fucking Jovids, And he goes, "Oh man, I like your mask, man. Where'd you get that?" "Oh, I made it, man." "Oh shit, you made that, blah, blah, blah." And he wasn't wearing a mask. So I was walking back like, "Oh shit, he fucking is just doing that like some shit I would do just to fuck with somebody." I was just like, "Hell yeah, you fucking got me." And then he came to the table. He was like, "Oh man, can I get a card or something so I can get a mask?" And I was just like, "Fuck, he's just a bullshit artist. I thought he was fucking with me and he got me, but no, he's just fucking bullshit artist shit." So that was almost an awesome story, but he fucked it up at the end. Fucking prick. Like, that'd be awesome. Just, you're in a global pandemic or whatever, and you're wearing a mask, and some guy who's not wearing a mask is just coming right up to you in your face like, "Oh man, great mask, baby." But no, he was serious or whatever. Fuck him. So that would have been an awesome story, but it wasn't.
It would have been.
So while Joe's gone, I'm going to tell you to head over to fastcustomshirts.com where you can get the official fucking shirt. I was going to say the official fucking podcast of the shirt. You can get that too if you want, but go get the official shirt at the, of the podcast at fastcustomshirts.com. Search Boy Gob, and I'm sure it'll pop right up like your, you know what it will pop up like.
And speaking hey, of which, save your money, put some aside, because I'm going to be doing some drawing this week, and we're going to get that Boy Gob bundle up and running.
You fucking heard it. This mask is going to grow legs and run away. Whee!
Yeah.
So did you watch anything?
I watched a movie based on your recommendation, a film called Karen. This is a 2021 movie, one of the few that I've seen. Karen. Seen this one, Tom?
Yes, I seen it last week, and unfortunately, they fucked me, and I paid for it, even though it was a fucking BET original that played, I'm sure, multiple times on basic cable. I want to say, in my mind, I'm pretty sure, because the universe is saying, fuck me, that as soon as I pressed start and paid for it, it was playing right at that time, like it just started playing on BET. I could almost guarantee that fucking happened.
Mm-hmm. This is a story about an Afro-American family.
A what?
What do you say now? African-American family? That moves into an affluent neighborhood.
Joe, please. Please. You know what they are. This is not a subtle movie. The movie wants you to say what they are.
It does want you to say it, but nobody ever, I don't know. It's they move into the neighborhood.
Who?
And as the movie says so often, those people.
What?
And they have a Karen next door. A Karen named Karen.
You get it?
And she is at first kind of annoying and subtly racist. And
all right, Joe, remember last week when we already talked about what this movie was about? What'd you think of it, Joe?
I thought it sucked, Tom.
Well, no shit. I told you it sucked.
I thought you liked it. I don't know. It's not good. It's not a fucking good movie.
I said it was funny to laugh at for how bad it was.
No, it wasn't even at that level. There was only, you know, one thing where they're having an HOA meeting and discussing probably more black people moving into the neighborhood. And one lady said, well, they are the most unemployable race around, except maybe for Mexicans. And I chuckled at that. You know, that was funny. And the ending I laughed at, you know, because it tries to get really, you know, like fucking inspiring people to end racism and end, you know, racist stuff or whatever. But yeah, that was stupid.
You didn't like the cop just pulling the giant bag of weed out of his ass? Like, got him.
Yeah, so Karen's brother is a cop, and he's like a really racist, corrupt cop or whatever. So he's helping her hassle these people or whatever they're fucking doing. So they go, like, the lady's husband is at a bar having some drinks with his buddy, you know, gets in his car to drive home, and this cop, you know, pulls him over, roughs him up a little, and plants some weed in his...
Not just some.
Trunk. Yeah, it's the fucking bag of...
A giant bag of weed that he just pulls out of his nip.
Couple of bags, or a bag of weed turds, yeah, that are just fucking in there. And but the thing is, like, he had just left the bar. You know, fucking pull him over, give him a breathalyzer, and you can legit arrest him without that shit, you know? But nah, fuck that, you know? And then there's a scene where there's a scene right at the beginning where they take out the trash, and like one of the HOA things she tells him is like, hey, you got to pull in the trash like right after the garbage truck comes forward or whatever. Okay, okay. That night they hear some noises in their backyard. They go and somebody had dumped over their full as fuck trash can, even though they had just picked it up that morning. I don't know. Maybe just the two of them with no kids can fill up a fucking big ass trash bin like that. I don't fucking know.
But then they go back to that again where Miss Karen sees the trash can out and she goes, and just knocks it over.
Knocks over the trash can.
Runs back into her house.
But on that one, it was like, it was the wrong day to put out your trash can. I was like, okay, I get it. That's fine.
What'd you think about the decor in her bathroom?
That soap dispenser made me laugh. Yeah, the fucking soap dispenser with the fucking Dixie flag on it.
And then the colonels or old-timey generals or whatever she had plastered on her wall. Like, that was just out of place. That wasn't the kind of racist she was.
Right. Yeah, it was just like... They didn't go anywhere with that. You know, they didn't tell like a backstory on that. Her kids are introduced and there's never anything on that. Like her little daughter's telling the, like, I got a boyfriend. He's black. Never anything like that.
My mommy doesn't like black people. Well, I'm black. Yeah, I know, bitch.
I know.
Oh, this movie sucks, but I have good laughs about it like I'm doing now.
I wish it would have made me laugh. That's what I thought I was going to get. You know, just something that's just so fucking ridiculous and horrible, but I can't recommend this one.
No, it's just a piss poor movie. And if you want to laugh at bad filmmaking, then, you know, that's why I would say watch it. What?
Yeah. The fuck?
So sorry you didn't enjoy it as much as I, but it'll definitely make a list. Probably both of our lists. Maybe different ones. Maybe the same ones. We'll see. It's been a shitty year.
It has been. There's still a lot of stuff that people are praising that I have yet to see that I'm sure will make my worst of.
I can't wait to see Frank Henenlotter's Malignant.
Oh, fuck.
When a good copy of that pops up. I already know the fucking everything because I listened to a review of it, but yeah.
What's that? HBO Max or something?
I think so. So it'll be terrible. But it's supposed to be like totally goofy and ridiculous, and that's why a lot of people aren't liking it. So that's the only reason I want to see it. But yeah, from what I've heard, it is what Mr. H did many moons ago.
Mm.
So take that for what it is.
That is that's all I watched, movie-wise.
Well, Joe, you ready to go to the Wild Wild West?
We can do that.
Okay. I don't think we ever had a, what's it called? A name for this one.
No, we didn't. We didn't. This is part 3. Dusk Till Dawn 3. The Hangman's Daughter. Because that's a major plot point. This is a fucking good movie. You know, it's not great, but it's good, especially after watching the second one. Michael Parks plays Ambrose Bierce,
the man with a fake mustache and a fake Bierce.
And who is the writer during the Civil War time that wrote Incident at Owl Creek and a bunch of other shit that I can't remember right now. But so
Bierce Bedelia.
It's with him in there, you can call it historical fiction. You could call this Western horror. It's a lot like the first movie in that it starts out like an outlaw movie. And then they get to the, what do they call it? Not the titty twister.
This is the third time I've seen this year, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's definitely not the titty twister.
No.
Something like Jose's Cavern or some shit. Trejo Rock. Oh, I don't think anybody took the time to fucking write anything about Dusk Till Dawn 3 on the old internet.
Probably not. well, it translates to the devil's titty. But I've never like seen titty.
I've never seen the devil's titty, but if I did.
But that's what the bar is called in this one. And it's got a smaller sign that says open from dusk till dawn. You know, even though they go in during the day.
He did say they were closed though.
Oh yeah, okay, he did. Danny Trejo reprises his role as the bartender.
As bartender number one. Yeah.
Sonia Braga is there. She's Spanish, which is playing, who knows where these vampires come from. So I was okay with that one. But you got some fucking Italian playing the Mexican bandit. You got some fucking...
Hey, cabrón!
You got some Aussie playing the fucking hangman. So both of these guys are playing Mexicans, but nobody's going to get mad about that. It was a different time. You were allowed to do shit like that. Now people would be up in arms. What? The Rock's playing a guy without a leg? Why didn't they get a guy without a leg to play that?
Why didn't they just cut his fucking leg off?
Why don't you give those one-legged actors an opportunity? Because they're not the fucking Rock and nobody will go see it. I don't know. But these guys were nobodies. Busy
as shit working on The Walking Dead, playing fucking mutilated zombies and shit.
Yeah, that's all they can do because they can't act. Come on. You ain't got no leg. You're not going to be able to pull off a role as anything but, yeah, a crawling zombie or some shit.
Hey, sorry you feel that way.
It's honest work, you know?
Shit.
So the Italian outlaw is about to get hung.
Oh, shit. Can I stop you there?
Yeah.
I forgot. Speaking of Italians, hit up the old Italian station that we mentioned last time at Texas Frightmare Weekend.
Okay.
So I was expecting something Sbarro-esque, which, you know, you got your noodles. You got your Dawn of the Dead blood sauce on top, and maybe a meatball if you were lucky. Instead, this was your noodles, your basic spaghetti noodles, and I guess it was meat sauce, but there was really no sauce. So it was just like a ladle full of ground beef on top, and a half-cooked garlic knot. And here you go. And Lori had it twice. So she must have enjoyed it. It wasn't as terrible as I thought it would be, but it was either going to be that or the tacos, but I don't like that fucking Mexican pork shit. So I did the old Italian station, because I guess it was worth saying it here. All right. Well, Back Till Dusk Till Dawn 3 and Michael Park's fake ass fucking facial hair that looks fake as a fuck.
So, yeah, this guy's about to get hung, and but he talks some shit to the hangman, so the hangman decides to whip him up a little bit. And then, like, he notices his daughter is in the crowd watching the fucking hanging. So he gets her up there and whips her, too. And then hangs the guy, but the guy's rescued, good, the bad, and the ugly style. You know, some what we think is a kid, think is a little...
girl.
Right.
Oh, she, yeah. Walk him away.
Okay. Because she wants to save him so she can learn how to be a legendary outlaw.
I want to be a monster like you, silly. Everybody in this movie has the silliest fucking goofy accent you've ever heard. Even if that's their real voice, like, they were just put in this movie if they had or could do a silly accent. Your boy Orlando Jones, Al Jolson, it up, fucking, fuck. Stan Lee wrote all of his dialogue. Fucking break.
So they bust out. He takes the hangman's daughter with him. Meanwhile, Michael Parks joins a
religious cult.
A religious married couple that are going to fucking, I don't know.
Some dude in bootleg fucking, what's her nuts? Denise Richards.
It was
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Rebecca Gayhart.
You know,
was making bigger movies, but then she like ran over, you know, or wrecked into somebody and killed them. So, you know,
stuck her in Dust Till Dawn 3.
People didn't want to hire her anymore. It's like, hey, we got a $5 million budget. Let's fucking.
Speaking of that, man, that's how you tell Hollywood's fucked and it's fucking just all garbage shit is everybody loves Danny Trejo. But he's nothing in like, but just in like independent garbage and shit. Mm-hmm. If Hollywood was worth a fuck, they'd actually put him in fucking big shit.
Right. Like he'd be playing a one-legged security guard or some shit.
Or Ant-Man.
Yeah. Or fucking
Black Panther.
Star Wars. Yeah. The fucking, he could have been
Han Luke Solo. Skywalker.
Sure. He could have been Han Solo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because it has an O at the end. Yeah, that probably make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fucked. If, you know, if Hollywood was worth the shit and actually cared about giving people shit that they wanted to see and was awesome.
You gotta fuck kids to make it big in Hollywood. You know, that's all they care about in Hollywood is pedophilia. Mm. Yeah, look at all the X-Men movies.
Oh yeah, I went to his house. What? Fuck.
We'll leave that one alone. So yeah, they go in the fucking stagecoach going somewhere. Michael Parks is gonna go join Pancho Villa.
Bless you.
Who is in the IMDb? But not in the movie I saw. Like, there's no scene with Pancho Villa, so I have no fucking idea.
At the beginning.
Oh, was that him at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
He was that little kid. You know, little kid just fiddling with the gun.
Yeah. But they get robbed by the bandit who had just broke out.
Banditos.
Then so like they're fucking stuck. They have to walk on foot, and they come up to the Devil's Titty Bar, and they go in, and yeah, you know, Michael Parks commences to drinking. Sonia Braga hits on the preacher dude. The fucking Mexican military shows up. The outlaws show up, and then it's vampire time.
And fuck, yeah. Shit, man. They
have some really shitty body suits in this. Okay. The body suits are really fucking bad.
The makeups aren't great either.
They're not great, but
at least it's better than the second one. I'll say this, at least this movie's okay. I obviously don't like it as much as you do, mm-hmm. but this should have been what the actual sequel was instead of whatever goofy bullshit they were trying to do in the second one. They should have just done something more traditional, period piece or not, where it starts out as this, maybe, and you end up at the bar. Just fucking, you know, do your story. Or maybe the cops come. Like, oh shit, they got away and there's what going on here? And it's, but that second one is just so bullshit. So it was at least nice to see something familiar. But it was just, it was a sci-fi movie with teats.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree. It has ties to the first one. The main tie being is like when they bring the hangman's daughter in, like all the vampires like know there's something about her.
I've never met Selma Hayek, miss, but yeah. You are no Selma Hayek.
She's not. It's like, because she, it turns out she is a satanical pandemonium.
Bless you.
But she's not. She's nothing like fucking Selma Hayek.
I did not want to shoot myself in the hand and then whack off when she walked on screen. Right, I'll tell you that.
New. It's
nothing and, against her or anything like that. But
yeah, come she's on. Pretty, but she's, you know. They could have found somebody a little more on the fucking sexy, voluptuous side, you know, which this chick.
Or at least someone who looked a little more like her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I enjoyed it, you know. It's like, you know, I have the disc with the four films and two of them are good. You know, the first one is really good.
I don't know why I can't keep these fucking earbuds in my goddamn ear. Every 5 minutes, I'm...
So you've been Jesus wearing a mask for 3 days straight. Now your ears are kind of like wonky.
No, it's every time. You'll just see me fucking doing this because I'll fall out. Fucking sucks. Whatever, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was all right. Definitely better than the second one. This is more... of a shitty Dust Till Dawn sequel than you what you would expect. That's stupid fucking fake as fuck. Like anybody who doesn't even know could just look at Michael Park's face and be like, what the fuck? It's fucked up.
He was pretty good in the role though. He did really well.
Michael Parks is awesome in most shit that he's in. But Orlando Jones, that was.
Yeah, he just comes out of nowhere selling brushes.
But
yeah,
why do you do it like Jones, that?
You know, it's a good cartoon. You know, going through the body and shit. I read on Wikipedia that there was a closing credit scene where Michael Parks is sitting in the park, just telling the story to some dude, and the guy's like, "Oh, it's all bullshit." And then Michael Parks like fucking just starts chomping on his neck or whatever. But that wasn't in the copy I watched.
Well, it's probably good because, you know, at the end of the movie, he was in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And he just rode off with his new lover.
Yeah.
I guess. We've been through a lot. Let's have sex with each other.
And, you know, I don't know. That's what the Italians, you know, want to do.
They've been through a
lot. Along with that. Yeah.
I would say, I mean, watch it. I thought it was okay, and this is the third time I've watched it this year.
Yeah, so Dusk Till Dawn, 2 out of 4 ain't bad.
This, a lot of the CG is fucking garbage.
Yeah, but...
That when she's stuck in the fucking thing, and the poles are through her, in the snake head... And whatever fucking tremor penis thing came out of her.
Snakehead was unusual. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Like, the CG is really fucking bad. The bat puppets were cool again, though.
They were
but not when they had the CGI bats. That's no. When fucking they had to duck and all the bats flew over them. That was fucked.
Yeah, I mean, there's also some really impressive stunt work. In this, there's like fucking people falling off of horses and getting dragged, and fucking people just like rolling down stairs and shit. It's like, hey man, they got a fucking good stunt crew on this.
Yeah, if you like Westerns, I would think it would, you'd crack a smile or two or whatever you do when you watch Westerns. The fucking, yeah. They used the Machete song, well, I guess they used it here first,
yeah,
and then they redid it for Machete, and when that came out, I was like, fuck yeah, dude, when Machete came out, my cracker ass was fucking driving around town listening to that shit like the biggest fucking dickhead on earth. Yeah. I love that soundtrack.
And then they did the Taxi Driver thing, but in Spanish. That was fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's better than the second one, but it's not awesome, especially for how fucking great the first movie is.
Mm-hmm. But that's what happens with a lot of these sequels. It's passed on to just fucking work for hire directors. You know, it's not the people that were actually involved in the first things.
Yep. It is what it is. I think Robert Rodriguez contributed to the story, but I think Robert Kurtzman originally did the story and for Tales from the Crypt or something, and then Dusk Till Dawn rewrote it. Or fuck, Dusk Till Dawn rewrote it, you fucking asshole. Quentin Tarantino rewrote it. So, I mean, Robert Rodriguez, I don't even think. I could be wrong, but I don't think he wrote on the first
one. Yeah, Tarantino, I think they both wrote it, but it was more of a Tarantino script or whatever. And
but I know Robert Kurtzman definitely came up with the story first.
Because you know Tarantino, he threw in all his rapey shit. Which, yeah.
Well, next week, Joe, I got three little things here. One says one, two, and three. So you're going to pick one of these and we'll go from there.
Okay. What were the choices again?
Juan. Un, dos, tres.
I'm going to go with three because it's a prime number. Even though one is two, but three is a magic number.
So would you like to know what the other?
No.
Okay. So three is what we would have went with at the last minute if something didn't pop in my head, which is what we are actually going to go with. So if I didn't pick that, we would have been watching the Sleepaway Camp series, but we are not. It does say Sleepaway Camp, but we are not because we're going back to the world of television, Joe. The year will be 1997. And we will be watching season one of Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction. Do you remember this show?
I do not.
Well, that's good. That is good. Most people will remember it because the dude from Star Trek, not Picard, but the one after him, Frumkus, what the fuck's his name? Frinks?
Yeah, Jonathan
Frakes.
Frakes.
Yeah. He's known for hosting this show. However, the first season had a different host. So get ready for that and watch some Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction. You're not familiar with this show?
I'm not.
There's, I think, four or five stories that they tell, and you have to guess which ones are fact or fiction, and then they'll tell you at the end of the show.
So I guess I'll be running a tally on how I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You will.
All right. Oh, fuck that one up. How is that fucking real?
It's going to be a good time. And you can, it's on Amazon. It's on Tubi. I'm sure it's on YouTube. I look just to make sure it's all over the fucking place. All right. So this should not be a problem. And it should be pretty fun. Like everybody else, I'm sure, I remember Jonathan Frakes as the host. So it's going to be good to go back and, you know, see why they got rid of this some bitch. And hey, maybe you'll like it enough to say, you know what, let's do season two and see what Mr. Trekman had to do with this.
Season two.
No, we're doing season one.
Okay.
So, Joe, we got a list. We got a list, and then we're going to fuck off.
Well, don't forget about old Spider-Man's.
Fuck!
Which this is not going to take long, because this is a fucking another shit issue.
Chameleon is back.
Yeah. Peter Parker finds out that the Flash is not fucking his girl. You know, he's just gone AWOL.
Yeah, it turns out Flash is a great guy.
Yeah. So he calls Gwendy, as they're calling her now, apologizes, and is going to meet her at the museum.
why are you talking like that?
Somebody fucking rips off everything from the museum. And, you know, all the paintings that fucking Captain Stacy was guarding, even though he's not a fucking cop anymore or whatever.
He's a security guard at a museum. And then the Wishmaster was released as these two goth kids were stealing a painting.
Spidey fuck figures out, like, oh shit, it could only be the chameleon, the master of disguise. So he fucking,
Didn't he fuck off on a boat with his lover, Kraven? How did he get back?
Right, that they said that he hadn't appeared since issue two. But
which he was in issue one.
This is fucking Stan Lee. Always forgetting the shit that he wrote.
Chameleon was in the first issue.
Yeah, but it says, remember that, kiddos, from issue two at the bottom?
Yeah, it said that was his first appearance, and it wasn't.
Stan Lee doesn't know shit. Even about the stuff that he writes. He doesn't know shit. He sucks. John Buscema, again, showing that he fucking hates Spider-Man and doesn't want to put any effort into this fucking thing. And
I think Romita's on this one.
No, this is Buscema again.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. I think Romita did some inks on it.
All right. I remember seeing his name in the book, but I'll take your word for it.
He helped.
Because I own this one.
Okay, yeah, I think I got a copy of this one, too. I do, because I remember the ending. Oh, I know that guy, Peter Parker, is the chameleon because I'm Peter Parker.
Not no, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, this issue sucked. It's just stupid. But I know next issue is going to be great because we're introduced to yet another new villain, the fucking kangaroo. Speaking about Aussies, that's you, David. you know, speaking about that Aussie that played the hangman, the
old collodion face,
some fucking dude that jumps around. Maybe Man Mountain Marco will pop up too. I don't fucking know.
Oh shit! Fuck you, Spider-Man.
I gotta agree.
Like,
I don't know how you got so popular with this shit.
Ah, man. This is the far, or besides EC comics, this is the furthest I've went back reading comics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I see how they're doing like the young person aesthetics and making it like a young person, maybe romance comic, because those were popular, but, how stiff was everything else coming out around this time that pretty this stiff. Fucking blew up?
Pretty stiff. At least, you know, the thing that Fantastic Four had going for it was at least they had some cosmic shit that would happen every once in a while. So it wasn't always just on Earth and Earth problems. But their early stuff is really fucking stupid. You know, that again, Stan Lee does a story with hey, come on over to Hollywood, Fantastic Four. We're going to make a movie, and it's a fucking Doctor Doom trap and shit. It's a lot of that stupid shit. But then I think Jack Kirby started taking over more of the writing, and it just got a lot better. Unfortunately for us, he stayed writing Spider-Man at least past issue 100. So we got a lot of shit still to fucking be depressed about. But, and also at that time, it was actually kids, you know, buying this shit, you know, like 12, 13 year olds and stuff. It wasn't just, you know, jaded fucking adults like us. That
I can't wait to grow up and stick my dick in everything like Peter.
Right. Yeah.
Mm. Stan Lee, the old sex criminal.
Mm-hmm. Fucker.
Not really.
Allegedly.
You like lists now?
We got a list.
This is a different one. I actually wasn't able to put this in an order.
Meaning I'm just going to go down the line.
Okay. Honorable mentions. What's this list?
This list is our top 10 with honorable mention convention pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
So, on one of my honorable mentions, you know what? I'm going to move this to at least number 10. let's go to conventions that sell booths to fucking anyone. You know, like I said, I've been to conventions where they have people selling the fucking gutters for your home, people that are there selling fucking diet pills, fucking State Farm is there, you know. fuck. That shit all sucks. You know, rather, I don't know, they're just trying to fill spots, these conventions, as soon as they can. They're just like, fuck it, let's take that money. We need that money. Let's take that money. Fill this whole fucking convention up. It sucks. I just think it makes the convention look bad.
Honorable mentions? That was just one you had.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. hotel food. If you stayed at a hotel, you know what I'm fucking talking about. Their food is just garbage. If there's something within walking distance or even like a $20 Uber ride, fucking take that and go get yourself a good meal. That's what we do every year. We go off for at least one good meal a year. We did it again.
I did. Because fuck you.
Tom didn't, but because he doesn't like meat. You know, they got pasta there? No, Tom, they don't got. How about meat? So they got that kielbasa? No.
You're telling me they don't have meatballs.
Right. Yeah. Then I have hotel dumbassery, which it's always something. Always some bullshit with the hotel. This time, I don't remember what the fuck was up, but Lisa like called down to the hotel to ask for something. And they're like, oh, okay, but wait, you're not in that room. Like, what do you mean? No, we have you in room 6 something, whatever. It's like, no, we're in 541. We've been here since we got here, and this is a couple of days now. And a whole fucking big thing, because they wouldn't run our cards, you know, for fucking incidentals or to order shit or anything. I had to go back down. The lady didn't know what the fuck. They had to call the manager out. He didn't know what the fuck. I was like, oh, well, can I see your credit card again? No, wait, hold on, motherfucker. You're not running my credit card for shit at this point. You just said you couldn't, you know, to get my wife a fucking, you know, bowl of fruit or something. Now you fucking want it for what? To charge me for the room again? They eventually got it straightened out. They had to just do everything. It's like, we're already in there. We have our bags in there. We're not going to fucking move. You know, we're not, you know, and you're not charging me shit. In fact, you should fucking be giving me a discount. I didn't do that because I don't like saying that shit. But,
don't you know who I am?
We got it all straightened out. And, you know, they like, okay, we have to give you your new keys because your old keys won't work anymore now. Okay. All right. Whatever. We got it settled. Later on, Lisa tries to fucking, she goes to the restaurant, which was all buffet this year, and tries to get something from there. And it's like, we can't charge it to your room. You're not, oh, fuck. Same thing again. these are big fucking corporations, right? These are people that should have their shit together, especially the prices they charge for everything.
And that you have a special event going on.
Right. But there's always fucking something fucked, you know, that like, oh, I got to break away from the table for 30 minutes just to fucking talk to talk to somebody.
Can you give me my goddamn outlet? I got to meet Emilio Riviera.
Yeah, he's here, you know.
He's going to be having a dual photo op with Danny Trejo because Mexican, I guess.
Emilio Husser. You know, the guy that plays a fucking Mexican in everything.
In every movie.
Mexican in. You know, the guy that gets the call.
Yeah, I'm going to be shocked to hear what number one is because that sounds like a headache.
Then I got Funko Pops. They're just fucking stupid. I hate seeing them. This is not this convention, and it's not a lot of conventions, but it's at least half of them. Thankfully, most of these aren't around anymore, but conventions that take your money and then don't give a fuck about you. You know, it's like, all right, yeah, you're over here, whatever. You know, if you email them to ask a question, they don't respond or whatever. You get to the show and nobody comes and fucking asks, you know, hey, you guys need anything or whatever. A lot of the good shows are real good about that. They're real good about like having somebody check on you, you know, either right before things are going to start or whatever. Like, hey, do you guys need anything? Is everything okay here? Like Frightmare, which I never have to, but at other shows, just email a quick question. You know, it's like, hey, can we bring this? Or, you know, is this going to be at the hotel or do I have to bring it myself? You know, some, they don't fucking respond. They're shitty.
Fucking pricks.
In that same vein, this has happened several times where you go to conventions that they don't know the floor plan. And that's understandable with the volunteers, you know, but I've gone to conventions where, oh, fuck. Yeah. You know, they're just having to look everything up and they don't know fucking shit. And this is even some of the higher people that that's fucked. And that pisses me off because I'm sitting there and this is time I could be setting up and getting this shit over with. It's a pet peeve, you see.
I do.
How many was that? Yeah,
that was five.
One, two, three, four, five. I went six, so I've already done my number 10.
Fucking prick. All right, so my six honorable mentions on my top nine list are what? Complaints about prices. Just people being ignorant and not knowing what something's worth. Mostly children will complain. If you got fucking adults complaining about prices, I don't know what to tell you. That's on you. Not buying shit. No, it sucks when people don't buy shit. loading in and out. That sucks.
Yeah.
But you got to do it. Garbage conventions. That sucks when you go to a shitty ass show. Nothing worse than that. And being solicited to vend at another show.
Well, at once.
Yeah. Just because you're there, they think, oh, they'll come to my garbage ass show no one's ever fucking heard of. And no, we won't give you a discount. It's like, you're coming to me asking me to be there and you want me to pay? What?
Where's this at? Wisconsin? What? Fuck you.
And then my number 10 would be kind of on the same level as yours, but when you're at a convention and at the hotel, all the food and drinks are completely overpriced and it's fucking ridiculous. Because you're getting garbage. If you were getting okay stuff, it would be fine, but $13 for this bootleg ass spaghetti is kind of fucking ridiculous. Number nine, I guess.
Number nine, stilts. Any fucking cosplay with stilts. I think, oh, what an asshole.
You're not a fan of the corn man?
walking around with still, you know, fucking on, holding up traffic and shit, you know?
Old Scarecrow Jim. Come on.
Not a fan.
I have having to pay for parking. It's like I already paid to be a fucking vendor. I got to pay for parking too? What the fuck? How about you get fucked?
Looking at you, Comics Palooza.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight.
The long trip to the bathroom. Especially you're trying to fucking get back up to your room to take a proper shit, you know? It's like,
fuck. You've been drinking all night. Now you got the liquid shits.
Mm-hmm. Been drinking all night and eating shitty hotel food.
Don't shoot your pants. Don't shoot your pants. Don't shoot your pants.
I gotta say, I almost had a Tom moment, you know, but no, I made it. I did all right. Nice. I made it. Hey, don't fucking talk to me. don't stop me longer, you fuck.
People who want to be sold shit. It's like, I don't want to tell you. You want to buy something. If you want to buy something, buy it. I don't want to have to sell you on the shit. I already made this stuff, and it's there for you to buy if you fucking want it. Hate that shit. Not a fan. Who the fuck am I to tell you what you like?
Right.
And what you want to make you fucking smile or whatever, why ever people buy shit. That ain't my job, man. Maybe if I did that, I would sell more, but that shit's just weird to me. I have always been, if you like it, it's there. I'm not going to change your mind. If you fucking don't like it and now you like it, that's on you.
Yeah, I've never been about the hard sell. You know, just like fucking grabbing people and like, hey, you know, take a look at this or whatever. That's
hate that shit. And I hate seeing other people do it.
Right.
I'm always like, this motherfucker.
Yeah, I see a lot of the indie filmmaker crowd that is there. Does that shit a lot, and man, I don't know. Maybe you're getting a few extra sales, but you're looking like a prick.
And desperate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just works for you. Good. That just ain't me, man.
Yeah.
Fucking pricks. Number seven.
People that try to lowball. You know. Got a price on my shit there. I know exactly what it took me to make it. You know, especially on my shirts. See, people that try to lowball me on my fucking shirts.
That'd be silly.
It's $10 t-shirts. Walk around and fucking get a gauge on what people are priced here. Did you go to fucking Danny Trejo and said, oh man, that's kind of high for an autograph, Danny. You think we could do, I don't know, $30?
Can I be honest with you? I did that shit with Ric Flair. And I got it.
Oh, shit. Okay. I guess it worked for you. I'll give you a shirt at $9 then, Tom. Yeah. All that fucking time. Yeah. There you go.
$9. I paid for it, though.
Did you? What?
I did. I gave Lisa the money for this and the Halloween Not 3-1 inspired parody shirt that I took the first night.
She should know better than that.
Oh man, come on.
But yeah, it's like, hey, so you know, if I buy two or three, what's the price? Fuck off. Fuck off, man. You know, with the metal work, I price it to where I can give, you know, some wiggle room.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially, you know, if somebody's buying multiple pieces, yeah, I might just automatically knock off some shit, you know, because you're dropping some money. You're dropping some serious money, and I appreciate that. But
hey, people buy a $150 mask and it's like, dog, take a koozie.
Yeah.
No, if they ask about it, I'll give them a DVD.
Yeah.
Hey, when out of state fucking conventions ask for a tax ID number for that state. It's just like, fuck, I got to set up all this for this one time. I'm going to use it there. Like, I'm dealing with bullshit from Indiana right now. because there hasn't been shit there for two or some years. I'm just sorry, but I'm about to just cancel that shit and say if Mask Fest is in Indiana, I'm probably out. Yeah. Because this shit's ridiculous. I don't make enough money to go through these fucking headaches.
Did a show in Arkansas where the comptroller was there, and he just pretty much went over there, told him what you made, and you paid then and there.
Then I could deal with that.
Right. Yeah. Kentucky had a form that you could fill out and pay and send a check or whatever. But I didn't. And like they fucking sent me a letter later. I was like, hey, you owe this much. Nope. I sure fucking don't. Called them and, you know, I told them this is what I made. And they're like, okay, we'll send this. And it was cool, but I should have, that was on me because I didn't fill that shit out and send it. You know, I should have just sent something. But yeah, if you're given that option, fill that shit out. Don't be like me.
Yeah. I don't want to have to fucking, like, if it's something there, then fine. I don't want to have to register on their right. fucking website and. That's silly shit.
Yeah, because then you have to...
For me selling a fucking few hundred dollars worth of shit.
Right. Then you, if you're registered like that, then you have to fucking report quarterly. You know, even if it's 00, and that, fuck that, you know, it's a waste of time.
It's a pain. Yeah. Number five.
This
no, could... six.
Six. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Yeah. This conversation always comes up. It seems that every show I'm at, people that like Ozzy Osbourne more than Dio. Fuck you, people. You don't know what you're talking about. Fucking Ozzy, that stupid fucking clown.
Well, my number six is conventions that don't let alcohol in.
We're bringing alcohol, you fucks.
Yep.
Fuck your rules.
Well, fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. If I got to sit there for fucking hours, come on.
Yeah.
Number five.
Vendors who play music. I've mentioned this before. You know, whether it's just during setup or breakdown, you're a fucking dick. You know?
Or but during the show.
During the show, especially. Show. Yeah. If you do that, you. Not everybody likes what you're fucking playing or what you like, and you're not going to win any
contest. Unless it was a la Zooey Lou, then fucking play that shit. Some Dio, the roof right. falls in.
Some Dio, you have to go ahead and play it. No, when I have hear anybody doing it, I just want to fucking pull out a fucking Bluetooth speaker and just blast some Tejano or some shit at them. You know, I'm just going to stand here.
Machete soundtrack. Hey,
fuck you, dude. I'm just sitting here. Yeah. Yeah, you're pricks. You're just fucking pricks.
Someone's walking by your table, and you know they're looking at your stuff, and then you nod at them, and you say, hey, or something. They just fucking look away and walk off.
Rude sons of bitches.
Like, what are you doing, you fuck?
Yeah.
I'm just saying hello. That was it. I'm not going to sell you on shit. We already went over this.
Yeah, not the hard sell types. Yeah, for sure.
I'm genuinely saying, oh, hey, I was going to, if you looked at me, I'd be like, oh, if you want a steak or a koozie, feel free to take one. And that was going to be about it. Fucking pricks. Number four?
People.
No, no. Oh, wait, shit. Fuck, yeah, it is number four.
Yeah, it's four. People that throw koozies.
Fuck you.
You know, it's like we're very close at that point to the anniversary of 9/11, you know, so nobody knows what you're fucking throwing. If it's
weren't you throwing koozies, Joe?
That. No, I was handing them out to people. It's like, excuse me,
full of shit.
Ma'am, would you like a koozie for that White Claw? And yeah, they took it and they were very appreciative, you know. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll buy a shirt. Here we go. But I just threw it. Hey, bitch. Here you go.
As we talked about before, I was pretty drunk Friday. So I was just stumbling up to people who didn't have a koozie and they had a beer. And I was just like, come on, fucking children around here. Your beer's naked. Cover yourself up. And then I give them one and walk away. Well, my number four is pretty much the same as number five, just saying hey to someone and then they don't say shit. Okay, then.
My number three is people that don't understand personal space. And this is not just at conventions. This is fucking anywhere. Like, people that you're talking to, some people at conventions, they feel a need to get right the fuck up to you. It's like, hey, step the fuck back. Give me some space, especially now. I don't care if you're wearing a mask or not. Just give me a little bit of fucking space.
Hey, you're going to have to talk for a second. Sorry, dude.
All right. So, while Tom's gone, I want to tell you about the glory of DWNProductions.net. You can head on over there, check out his wide array of masks. Actually, I don't know if it's a wide array anymore. I haven't been on his site, but it's coming up close to Halloween. I know he's not taking custom work, but he's got a lot of shit maybe that you want to buy that if you fucking want to make your costume. If you want a Violent Marv costume, you can do that. If you want, he had a half Cthulhu mask, part of our Cthulhu bundle. That's a fucking easy one. You wear that mask, throw a stupid robe on yourself, and boom, you're like Priest Cthulhu or whatever. He's got copies of, he doesn't have Race War, but he may have Cheese Balls on there again. And then the other one he did, Fisted, that's probably on there. Blackie's not on there because that never got made. But, what else does he got on there? I think he has a blog where he shares some of his Italian recipes back from the old country, and you can check that out. I think maybe next year, if his Kickstarter goes through, that's going to be collected into the DWM Productions cookbook. So you got that to look forward to. After that, let's see, what else did Tom say he had planned? He was working on a screenplay for yet another movie. He's going to do a biopic on himself. So that should be interesting. We're finally going to learn the backstory behind DWN Productions and find out the genesis, find out the tragic and sad and shocking things that happened to him as a child. It's I don't want to share spoilers with you, but man, he, like, one night while he was in his cups, as they say, that means fucking drunk, he shared some really, really sad things with me. And God, I feel for the guy, but you know, he rose from those ashes and made his own business, you know, in the backyard, and made some movies that nobody's watched, and, you know, makes some masks that some of you buy, you know, and now he makes masks for acts, you know. So, I mean, that's one of his lifelong dreams. So he accomplished that. He was listening to them when he was a little kid, and now he's making their merch. How about that for a true success story, you know? Poor Italian kid makes good, which should probably be on the bottom of the poster, which it's not really even a fucking poster. You know, these independent movie guys, they do 11 by 17s. Shit, that's stupid. You know, the shit that you just get printed at. Well, now they fucking print it themselves, right? Out of a fucking, like, brother or something, some cheap-ass printer. Fuck, step it up, independent filmmakers. Here I am rambling and shit, because I didn't think Tom was going to take so long. I think that pumpkin beer really got to him, and he had one of those moments that he's got to run to the run to the bathroom and barely make it, or maybe not make it. I don't know. Or maybe he just went in there to the bathroom to sit down and turn on the shower as hot as it gets so he could make a sauna. If you keep up with him on Facebook, that said something that he likes to do when he's at hotels, is make a fake sauna. Man, I'm running out of shit to say. God damn it. I read a Captain America trade paperback from the 90s, I think, or maybe early 2000s. It is, I don't know, Stars and Stripes Forever, or Land of the Free, or some shit. But it's the last one that Mark Waid wrote. When Mark Waid started on the book, it was fucking great. I mean, that book needed a resurgence and he provided it. But toward the end of his run, I think the last two story arcs he does here, he fights, see, this is how forgettable this shit was. He fights Claw, who is usually a Black Panther villain, maybe? I don't know. And then the U.S. agent, no, not the USA, the Flag Smasher, who turned all gray or some shit. But they're fucking horrible. After this, I'm going to read the Dan Jurgens run. And I've never read those, so we'll see. We'll see. That's Dan Jurgens coming off of his success with the death of Superman.
You talking about Captain America comics?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I ran out of good things to say about you.
No, it's all right. I was fucking cutting muffins here all night, and that last time it's like, ooh, almost shit my pants. I got to go now.
So you see, listeners, I had it right.
It's, isn't that the first warning sign of the coronavirus?
Yes, it is. If it's the Delta, we'll know within 2 days.
All right. Thank fuck. See, all right. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. If it's regular corona, maybe by Friday, we'll know. But yeah, we thought you were running the sauna too in the bathroom.
I mean, that's fucking awesome. Like, I've literally the last year or so, I've looked into like what saunas cost and all that. But I mean, you just turn your water heater up a little bit and it's nice. You just fucking go in there and you relax. Like, fucking Lori's always like, oh, you got such soft skin. And I was thinking about that today. Maybe because I spend like 20 minutes in a bootleg fucking sauna every day. And I, you know, I don't want to go to some fucking sauna place or whatever with a bunch of big fucking fat guys sitting around
fat,
with
naked Italian men.
Yeah, fuck that. Just do it in your bathroom. But yeah, the ones at the hotel, because the fucking, they got their water so hot. It's fucking awesome. And then you can smoke a bowl in there because all the steam just fucking fills it up anyways. It's great. It is. I like it.
I believe you.
But just don't take a salad. Don't try and fucking, you know, actually take a shit and do the sauna thing at the same time. Not going to be awesome. It's going to stink. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going to fucking stink.
So you learned that lesson early.
Yeah, I've still done it a few times after that. Number three.
You're number three.
Fuck. I hold, Joe, I got it. Picking up a card, flyer, or sticker, looking at it, and then just putting it back down.
Yeah. Fucking walk off with that shit. Take it.
Hey, you want a koozie? Okay. All right, prick.
All right.
Number two.
People with intellectual disabilities that try to talk to us when they're drunker than we are. You know, and that goes back to your friend, the $20 guy that gave $20 to Lisa that came and sat with us.
Acquaintance. I don't, dude, even that, his buddies were just night. Like, that's just how he is.
All right.
I don't know, man. But he bought a shirt and a hat. So fuck it. I ain't stopping from buying this shit.
We got a free $20 out of it. So yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
He was putting his arms around you. Remember that?
Yeah. It's like, man, I don't want to.
Like you were his wife on the sofa or you guys were driving somewhere.
With the fake shit behind us going.
Doing a little movie driving. Kids touching shit. Hey, parents, watch your fucking kids and don't let them get their snotty little shitty grabbing in their pants fucking hands all over fucking everything. Fuck is wrong with you?
I agree.
Fucking pricks. And I don't have kids, so I don't know any better. I'm ignorant to it, so fuck that shit.
I'll tell you, though, we had this one kid come to the table a lot. I was like 12 years old. This kid knew his shit. Like this kid, the obscure fucking horror movies. Oh, like, oh, The Entity. Oh, fuck yeah. You know, he bought a lot of shit. He had his own debit cards and everything. Well, not debit cards, but those like prepaid cards.
And the name was probably like fucking Percy or some shit.
Maybe, but this kid knew his shit. And it was like every time, like, oh, he didn't have that out earlier. You know, fuck yeah. Kudos to you, kid. You got a real education.
It's fucking weird you like this 12-year-old kid so much. Number one.
My number one pet peeve at conventions is me. Man, I don't fucking eat right. I drink too much. I don't fucking sleep enough. And fuck, was I tired yesterday. Like, just fucking nodding off here on the couch, you know, just like tried to drink a celebratory beer, but I wasn't enjoying it because I'd already fucked my liver up enough and it's not having enough of, you know, fuck you, Joe. That's enough. Go to sleep, you asshole. I do it every time. Every time.
Well, my number one is also you. You're an ugly fucking man, and I don't like to look at you, but at least this year, half of your fucking face was covered up, so it made it a little easier.
You make me sad, Thomas.
It was motherfuckers asking to try shit on when they know goddamn well they have no intention of fucking buying that shit. I learned that lesson. No one's trying on shit. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'll have one mask that fucking I wiggled my dick in. It's like, yeah, you want to try one on? Try this on. And everybody who asks, I say, this is the one mask that you have to try on. And hopefully they all have the coronavirus.
Hopefully, or AIDS, you know, one or the other.
Hey, you know, there's a worldwide pandemic coming out. Can I try on a mask?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Take that shit over to fucking Spirit or something. Yeah.
Ridiculous, Joe. You know what else sometimes can be pretty ridiculous?
Lists.
Yeah. And situation comedies. Next week, we're going to be talking about our top 10 sitcoms. So there's that. Well, it was good to see you, man. Good to see everybody else.
Do some partying yet again. Yeah, and good to see everybody else. It was a good time.
It was. So, until we do it again next week, maybe at this time. Sorry, I dropped my penis. Fuck it, dwnproductions.net. Go buy something.
Shirts.com. Go buy stuff. Other than that. Boy, God, y'all fuckers.